Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the dumbasses, the stupid trolls, and everybody else in between throwing it down with us on the Wicked Wednesday, but we wouldn't have it any other way. If you don't have dumbasses tuning in and you don't have like stupid losers with bad takes in your chat, then you know what? You got a boring radio show. That's what you got. You got a boring radio show. Empathy kills. And that's exactly why the National Basketball Association players have stepped up and decided to take a step back because of the lack of empathy and apathy that is being showed across the board right now. They've got big meetings tomorrow. Board of Governors are meeting Thursday morning. The league really doesn't have a lot of power right now. The players have the power moving forward. Where we're at right now, Chris Paul, of course, is the head of the National Basketball Association Players Union. He's the guy that they go to. Chris Paul basically says, hey, whatever is decided, it's good as long as we're unified with this. CJ McCollum wants to know what the big plan, is there a bigger plan if they do shut things down? Reports are that both Los Angeles teams want to shut things down. There's also talk that the Raptors are willing to walk, that the Celtics are about to walk, and that the Milwaukee Bucks are nowhere near ready to start to be playing basketball right now. I don't know. All I can tell you, and I can't predict the future, and I tell you what, nobody can. It's 2020, baby. I can tell you one thing. Adam Silver is earning his freaking money this year, man. Seriously, from pissing off a dictator and the entire country and the communist government of China, to Kobe Bryant passing away, to COVID-19, to civil unrest, to the players actually like walking off the court before a playoff game, to now wanting to shut the whole thing down. Wow. And as I stated, we're still 128 days away from 2021, unfortunately. You know how much crap can still happen in the next 128 days? My boy Yang in Master Control is going to go through like 3 or 4 more scooters. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night continues. I am Gabe Morenci. Vent your rage. We got a crazy night going on in the world of sports. And you know what? We wanted to bring on Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Bano, after the Dallas Stars and the Colorado Avalanche game. But I don't know. I think they're about to set a Guinness Book of World Records for longest hockey game that hasn't gone to overtime. But Bano steps up and in. Ian Cameron on this crazy wicked Wednesday. But we got it. I guess it's fitting. We have a crazy hockey game to wrap things up. Babano, but thanks for stepping up and in. What's going on, Babano?
Hey, Gabe. Good to be with you on this wild and crazy. And I'll be in a little bit of a sad day, to be honest with you. But there's been a bunch of these in 2020, 60 of these crazy days. To me, Gabe, I know I've been watching the hockey in these two games most of the night, but the whole night, and I'm trying to get into it, and I'm a big hockey fan, of course, but there's been this pit in my stomach the whole night with everything else that's going on in the world, with more serious issues going on, that to me, it's just been a little bit more difficult to just watch hockey and bet hockey. I got to be honest, it's very difficult to be able to just focus on that when there's more important issues going on elsewhere right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, Babano, in the same way in which I bet the games, but I don't watch them with the same passion. You know what I mean? And it's very, very rare. You know, a guy like for Craig Simpson, pretty straight guy, right? Craig Simpson says, you know, we shouldn't be playing right now. It's Craig Simpson saying that on the broadcast, saying that I don't think this is right. I don't think we should be doing this. And, you know, Kelly Rudy said the same thing on the broadcast tonight, which is, you know, come on, man. Hockey guys are pretty clean cut, leave it to Beaver types, Babano. So for them to come out and say, this is bad, like the NHL, you know, there's another guy, Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, who's normally very, very pro NHL. You know what the hockey media is like. This guy never, like, criticizes the NHL. And I saw him tweeting, embarrassed for the NHL tonight. And, you know, so you sort of see that stuff. And it was an awkward situation. And like, I don't know if you saw, guys, the NBC pregame show tonight too, for the Avs game. They were very serious, and they showed like the protests in the Milwaukee Bucks, and then they said, "Oh, and the Milwaukee Brewers," and then they went on. The WNBA ladies walked off the court, and they basically said the sports world is unified against this. And they're like, but right here, coming up in 2 minutes, we're going to be dropping the puck. It was so awkward, Babano. And like you said, even you're a diehard hockey fan. It was like, guys, you probably like shouldn't have done that intro. Just get to the damn hockey, all right? Your audience doesn't care about that stuff anyway. So, like, just get to the damn hockey. But it was weird, Babano. Like, they did this 5-minute like discussion and stuff about how, like, you know, great, like the Milwaukee Bucks is ballsy, and like they're bringing up like the Olympic protest in the past, and then they're like, but in right here, we'll be dropping a puck in about 5 minutes. And it was kind of like, it was like, guys, like, you kind of just like shot your own message here. But it is what it is. They're playing hockey. I don't know. Scotty Farrell asked me this earlier tonight. He said, do I think they'll play tomorrow? Do you think they'll cave to the pressure, Babano? Because I'll tell you what, buddy, tomorrow, there'll be no NBA games about it. The Raptors ain't playing the Celtics tomorrow night. And that ain't official, but I'm telling you, they're not playing. And there's word that like multiple baseball teams are going to tap out tomorrow too. Like, so will you? I think the NHL will play though, Babano. What do you think? You think they'll play or not? I think they will. I don't think they care what people say. I think they'll play.
I say if Major League Baseball has any games tomorrow, so will the NHL. But if the MLB, the NBA is not playing tomorrow, I can guarantee you there's not going to be three NBA games. Denver, Utah, Toronto, Boston, Clippers, Mavericks, forget it. Those games aren't happening. I know it hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but, you know, Woj, Sham, Sham's the guy that the two main NBA insiders, they're both saying that are unlikely to play those games tomorrow. So there's not going to be NBA. I think MLB, I think the NHL, what they're going to do is they're going to see if the MLB makes a move. You know, Gary Bettman, the NHL, I don't think they'll make the first move. They're going to sit back, get a lay of the land, survey the scenery. You know, is the MLB going to pull back?
It's baseball's up first in the afternoon. It's a very good point, Babano, that you raised. There's points. Yep. If we had like a bell, ding, 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 couple of points for you there, buddy. Good one. It's a good call. You're right. Like if there's no NBA tomorrow and baseball, the first guy's up at 3:15, the Pirates and the Cardinals, they're like, we're not playing. And then next up, the Rockies and the D-backs say, we're not playing. They can't be like, but then you got golf going on. They're not going to shut it down. I don't know. I'm sick of all this, but Ben, I was like, I don't like any of this. I prefer to be talking about games. Like I was ready. Let's talk NFL futures. And I don't know, dude, like what happens when someone gets shot in 2 weeks, Babano? Then are NFL players going to walk? It seems like we're screwed, dude, moving forward. Like that's, I'm with you. Today's a sad, depressing day. It reminds me, Babano, of like 3 months ago, right after the George Floyd stuff. It was like, you know, we just came through 3 months of like quarantine and like, you know, 100,000 people died. And I remember
we thought
in New York
we had seen the
like,
light at the end of the tunnel, right, yeah, Gabe?
Restaurants are about to open again. And all right, it's spring and we're going to try to get into phase two. And it was like, oh boy, there's riots. Like phase two, there's riots out there. There's no like, exactly. Like it's gone from one thing into another. And now, Babano, it's like we're back to square one again, buddy. It's like we're right back to the same place where we were 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And it's just, you know, how we've gotten right back to where we were. You know, I've enjoyed the last month, I'll be honest. You know, we've gotten through lot of the, you know, especially in this country here in Canada, Gabe, now that you're back in Canada, most of this country's gotten through the worst of the pandemic. Sports, major sports have come back the last month. It's been fun to see NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, baseball back. And now here we are. All of a sudden, this is getting me thinking back to the way I felt on March 12th. And you know what March 12th was? COVID-19 really becoming the major issue and the big problem it was at the time. The outbreaks were everywhere. NCAA tournament canceled. Baseball, NBA, and NHL all shutting down that day. And it kind of feels that way here. And that's why it goes back to my point about what's the NHL going to do tomorrow. The NHL fell in line when NBA and MLB, you know, said on March 12th when COVID-19 was the major issue, we're going to cancel games after NBA and MLB decided to. I think they're going to take the same tactic tomorrow. If NBA cancels, if MLB cancels, I think the NHL at that point is just going to say, look, guys, we got no choice. We got to fall in line and do the same.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think they can get away with it tonight. It'll be too much tomorrow. If baseball shuts everything down tomorrow and the NBA's not playing, it's going to be a really bad look for the NHL. If they play, they'll just, you know, it just will be. Whether it's right or wrong, you know, it just will be. I don't know. Like my only deal out of this is
if you talk to Matt Dumba and Evander Kane, you know, and all the people that are in the racial diversity alliance group that was formed among several black players, the damage has already been done by what the NHL did tonight.
They're
very upset that just a little 5, 10, 15 second little video or a little message from the public address announcer, that's going to be enough to really send the message home to people. Not really.
One of the games tonight, they said they wish the family well, like he's dead. The guy's not even dead. So it's like they don't even know enough. Like they just pay, it's that token that they're like, oh, we wish the family the best. It's like, dude, he's still alive, all right? Like, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, you wonder that you'd be better off not saying anything. Like I said, and I don't think anyone will call him out for it in a sense. Like besides a couple of people in the media, right? Like that's it. Like I don't expect, like honestly, I don't expect Marc-Andre Fleury to have an answer about this. You know, ask him about something about hockey. Like, I don't know. That's the whole thing, too. And I don't think hockey guys are mean-spirited by this. I think they really do just live in their own hockey world. They play hockey. They, you know what I mean? They drink. They hang out with, you know, puck bunnies, hockey groupies. Right? Like, they, it's, you know, they're very, they're not political people in the first place to begin with. Like, they're really not. It's not like they're anti-ness. They're just not political people in the first place, NHL. Sports Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night continues. Crazy day in the sports world today. Really, really crazy day. And it's going to continue over the next couple of days, as well as the NBA playoffs are in limbo right now. You have to wonder how this is going to affect other sports moving forward. Specifically, more so the NFL. Major League Baseball, you know, there's talk that that a couple of more teams tomorrow won't play. I don't see it, like, carrying on too long. For Major League Baseball, out of all sports and out of all leagues, the Major League Baseball players really do care about getting paid more than anybody. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, remember what they fought and fought and fought, and it was about money. It was never about any social issue, right? You know, like, that's their social issue, money. Major League Baseball players. And one thing as well with the NBA, with the players, it should be noted, they don't get paid for the playoffs. They've already been paid, right? So, yeah, they lose, you know what I mean? It's unique, you know what I mean? It affects them a little bit. They lose some of the, you know, there's playoff revenue, and then it affects the salary cap moving forward a bit. But, you know, as I stated, like, if you're an NBA player, you're walking, you're not, like, you're not really not getting, you know, you're not missing any money. You know what I mean? Like, if you win the NBA championship, you might get $300,000. You know, you think they give a crap about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the NBA players can walk without, like, really losing money right now. And not that it wouldn't affect them moving forward. It would. But it's not the same as Major League Baseball players who would, like, point blank not get paid. Right? So, I think it's a little bit different. NFL, I don't know. NFL players seem to be a bunch of, like, pansies that always fall in line. I don't know. But Bano kicking it with us. So the Colorado Avalanche, you know what? We hit, I wish I would have parlayed these games tonight, but Bano. And I tell you what, like, there's been quite a few nights where I've been 2-0 in the NHL or 1-1, but I really should, like, just, you know, always parlay up these, double up these games because I like the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, and we like the Colorado Avalanche. Wild game between the Dallas Stars and the Colorado Avalanche tonight, but Bano.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had gotten into that game more because, again, the whole situation and the whole backdrop of the day that this has been sort of took away my excitement and enthusiasm for watching these hockey games tonight. But that game was insane, Colorado and Dallas. And I've got to give the Avalanche a lot of credit. Okay, if this is some other weak, mentally fragile hockey team, when Dallas takes that 4-3 lead halfway through this third period, that they might have just tapped out and said, you know what, it's not our series. These guys own us. They beat us into oblivion all regular season. The Stars dominated the Avalanche head-to-head, and maybe it's in their head at that point that maybe we just can't beat this team. But they stuck with it. Jared Bednar, a hell of a job to call a timeout after the 4-3 goal, get everybody back on the same page. And then the Avalanche in the last 9 minutes, they look great again. They took the play to Dallas. They tied it up just a couple minutes later. And then they get the go-ahead goal from Nazem Kadri, making the Leafs look like utter fools, essentially, for trading him. He gets the goal to make it 5-4. And then, of course, they get the empty netter to win 6-4. Just a great show of resolve by the Colorado Avalanche. It's so easy for them to just, knowing that they blew that lead when they were up 3-1, to be trailing 4-3, that could have easily been lights out for the Colorado Avalanche, but they stuck with it. They got back to their game. They got back to skating, pressuring in the offensive zone, forechecking hard. Great job by the Avalanche in a game they had to win.
Yeah, I think they're still screwed. I think Dallas weren't going to win every game, right? Dallas weren't going to win every game in the playoffs. They were on a six-game win streak, so eventually reality was going to catch up to the Dallas Stars. They get it out of their system. We saw, like, with the Philadelphia Flyers as well. It's the one good thing, like, we've seen the bounce back, the old bounce back in hockey. These teams are incredibly resilient. We saw it with Tampa Bay, and then Tampa Bay wins again today. We predicted Tampa would be the right side today. And I said before the game tonight, the Tampa Bay game, I said Tampa Bay will win tonight, and then Boston will win the next game. And I predicted that Colorado will win tonight, and then Dallas will win the next game. Everybody's going to jump on Colorado again in the next game. Oh, well, they won the last one. Now they're back and all that. And then you'll see Dallas will win. And one thing with Bano, you notice in hockey, and this is something you see it in the regular season often as well over the years. We talk about it. The level of pride that hockey teams have is high. You know, it really is. And it's one of the best bets, man. Like, even like bad teams. Like, I remember, like, even like the Detroit Red Wings, Papano, got smoked. And then, like, they were so humiliated, like, they won the next game. Right? Like, you see it all the time. You saw it in the Philadelphia and the Montreal series. Every time, like, one team, you know, every time the Flyers were embarrassed, they would come out smoking the next time. And the Canadians ran the score up on them once, and they had their number one power play out there late in the game, and it really pissed the Flyers off. And I think it's the same thing tonight. It's like good news, bad news. It's really good news if you're Tampa. Hey, you guys are on fire. You're up 2-1 right now. That's the good news. The bad news is you really pissed off the Boston Bruins. And we're talking about the Boston Bruins, man, who normally really respond. Hey, listen, if Tampa beat them again, they got this series in a bag. But, you know, Boston, man, Boston are going to be ferocious coming out of the gate in the next game. But, Bano, I tell you that, I think Boston even it up.
Yeah, it's got the sense of a Boston spot for sure in game four. I mean, 7-1 loss tonight. They were really just outplayed and dominated from the very beginning of the hockey game. It was definitely not a good night for Jaro Halak. And now this is 2 games in a row, Morency, where Jaro Halak looked human again. You know, he came in and took over for Tuukka Rask in the Carolina series. I thought he was magnificent first few games of that series. You couldn't really see any difference between him and Rask. And the last 2 games, he's given up some 5-hole goals through the legs, not tracking the puck as well. Puck's getting through him, Morency. And you've watched hockey a long time. You know that's a bad sign for a goalie. You know, when the pucks are going through you, under your pad, under your arm, through your legs, that's when you know a goalie's not really on top of his game. And we've seen a lot of those kind of goals get in past Halak. Yesterday in the overtime loss, 4-3, and again tonight, 7-1, and he ended up getting pulled in the game. Tampa Bay, you know, they got the win tonight, 7-1, but keep an eye on the defense because they've got a couple injuries there, including Ryan McDonough. He didn't play tonight, but he's questionable to return the next game. I say that because they're rotating, you know, Luke Shen and Braden Coburn and these, you know, slower skating, you know, physical type of defensemen. And these are the kind of guys that I think as the series goes on, I wouldn't want them to play a lot of minutes. Let's put it that way. And I'm sure John Cooper feels the same way. These are guys that if you're Boston, if you skate at these defensemen that are a little bit slower in terms of their foot speed, you can really get after them. You can make them cough up the puck. You can really beat them to the front of the net because you're a faster skater than them, especially those top two lines, including the Bergeron line. So if I'm Boston and McDonough's not ready to go in the next game, you really target those bottom five or six defensemen for the Tampa Bay Lightning, because there's really a big drop-off there. It didn't show up tonight because Tampa got out to the lead and just cruised from there, but it might show up in the next game. And you're right, from a spot perspective, you know, the Bruins are going to be just pissed off after what happened tonight. And even after tonight, the series not over yet. You know, that Bruins team, there's pride, there's experience. They've been with their backs against the wall many times before. Just ask Toronto Maple Leafs years ago when they were down 4-1 in the third period. They came back to win. The Bruins are never out of a game. They're never out of a series. You're probably going to get their best game on Friday night.
All right, Babano. So we only have 2 minutes here. So it's a short shift, Babano. Vancouver, I was on Vancouver last night, and I expected them to bounce back. People overreact after one game in the playoffs too much. They think the series, whoever wins that one game, oh, now this team is. And Vancouver were in a really bad spot on Sunday. But now we get that. Well, now Vegas were embarrassed. So now what do you expect from Vegas? But with that being stated, the number is priced wrong. It's, to me, I'll just continuously take it. You know what I mean? And even let's say like they, even if they lose 4-2 and you're taking them at plus 170 every game, plus 150, plus 160, plus 170. I got them at plus 175 last night. You could, they could lose the series and you could still make money taking them. At that price, I'm taking the Vancouver Canucks again, Babano. I don't think they're overwhelmed. They can play with anybody, Vancouver. To me, this price is too high. Give me the Vancouver Canucks, plus 170 it is right now.
Yeah, to me, it's Vancouver or pass. I'm probably going to stay. I was on Vancouver as well last night, Gabe, in game two. I did not just say because they got shut out in game one that they were done in that series. I like them a lot against St. Louis. I think they've got a chance in this series. I'm sure you're going to get Vegas playing a lot better. I'm going to stay off them tomorrow night, but I'm not laying that price with Vegas. I might bet the over again because I do think that's a high-scoring series, but now the total's been bumped up to 6. So I don't like it as much as 6, but I do lean to the over. The other game tomorrow night, because I know we're short on time, Islanders-Flyers, I like the Islanders. Look, they outplayed the Flyers. Flyers got their win. Flyers 11-0 now off a loss since January, but they had to hang on for dear life, had to win it in overtime. The Islanders, I thought, were the better team in the last two periods today after that bad first period. I think the Islanders take the series lead and win tomorrow night. And by the way, the Islanders are a better team on back-to-backs this year. They have a better record in that situation than Philly.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with that that assessment. I think the Island, you know, you look at the Philadelphia Flyers, and man, these guys, they're skating on thin ice all the time. They really are, but you know, they're still here. I talked about, you know, if you want to beat Carter Hart, you got to beat him high. And you saw that late goal. They went high and they got a dump, and then they lost 4-3. You can find Ian Cameron on Twitter at Babano. You can also find him and crew, the Ice Guys, on Patreon, as they talk pucks on a daily basis. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, on Twitter. Thanks for the time, Babano.
Thanks, Gabe, and to everyone in the chat. Have a good night, and let's treat each other well.
Sports Rage Late Night. And your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. What does the future hold? You know what? Last night we started talking about the National Football League and NFL futures a little bit, and you know what the season looks like. It's rapidly approaching right now. Except with everything that's going on right now in the NBA, you really have to wonder how this is going to affect NFL football teams moving forward. And there's already been that trickle-down effect. And in fact, well, yesterday, the Detroit Lions were the first ones up. The Lions didn't practice yesterday. The Lions, like, shut everything down. and didn't practice. Tonight, the New York Giants, all right? The New York Giants shut everything down in solidarity with the NBA. And that I find that to be really interesting, just because you look at the New York Giants new head coach in Joe Judge. You know, Joe Judge don't play around, man. This guy really is the judge. He's the judge, jury, and he's the executioner. He's all about the team. He's not about the individual. He's real old school. And anybody that's been following the New York Giants camp knows Judge has been hard. Like, Judge has been working these guys hard. He's been in their face, and rightfully so. The New York Giants have a lot of talent, and the New York Giants have been underachievers for a couple of years. The Giants are a lot like the Cowboys in the sense that, now listen, the Cowboys are better than the New York Giants are right now, but they're like the Cowboys in the sense that they're automatically going to be better because they have a new coach. Shermer was a bad coach, man, with the Giants. Trust me, I was there. I saw it firsthand with the Giants. And I'm a big Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones fan, big Daniel Jones supporter. And so I've watched the Giants play, and they can't be like, you know, any coach that takes over will get more out of them. I don't think they respected their coach. And you know what? As far as Judge is concerned, I don't know. To me, the guy seems like a psychopath. But if they win, then it'll be cool, right? It'll be, well, we needed it, and, you know, it's great, you know, as long as we're winning. If they're losing, and he's a psychopath, then whatever, he'll end up like Matt Patricia and go 4-12, 2-3 years in a row and get fired. Right? So I found it striking, actually, that the New York Giants of all teams, like the Giants are, you know, it's like I said, the Giants, Coach Judge is pretty intense. So for him to allow this and sort of go along with this, Pete Carroll has come out and stated that, yeah, it's a real possibility that we don't play games, which I'm sure, like, this is exactly what the commissioner wanted to hear tonight, that Pete Carroll is already planting the seed about this. Listen, none of us can predict the future, except it seems like every time one of these incidences happen, the level of anger and the level of rage is at a new level. And unfortunately, something else will happen. Something else is going to happen. Like, does it happen this week? Does it happen in 2 days? Does it happen in 2 weeks? Does it happen in 3 weeks? Right? But it's inevitable. So, the thing is, if the bar gets set where every time there's, like, some major incident that sports leagues are going to shut things down, then we've got a real problem moving forward. Because, you know, this stuff is going to keep happening. Now, I asked you guys on Twitter, at Sports Rage, do you think the NBA players will actually go through with this? And we're gonna give you some of the results right now. And I got to tell you, my Twitter is really, really, really blowing up. So, you know, we're trying to sift through everything. We've got a lot of dumb comments, a lot of smart comments, and everything else in between. I've said it a couple of times, and I'm on record. I don't think it's the best thing for the NBA players not to play. I don't think that's the best way to get your message across, personally. But it doesn't mean I'm right. You know, just because I think that, it doesn't mean that I'm right. But ultimately, it's their lives. And another thing, I'm not black, right? So it's their lives. They see their own getting persecuted and murdered in repeated fashion. And I totally understand that they don't want to be on the wrong side of history looking back. And I'm not talking about just like ESPN documentaries, but I think that matters as well. If you look at LeBron James and the transition of LeBron, you know, LeBron was never really a big social issues guy, right? LeBron earlier in his career was like about making money, right? And he sort of, you know, took the Jordan approach. Let me just stay out of everything and, you know, mind my own business and just sort of build my own brand and, you know, not have an opinion on everything. Yet, you know, I think that guilt has kicked in a little bit with him. I do believe LeBron is genuine. Like, I don't think, like, you know, when LeBron said the other day, he said, part of me is trying to beat the Portland Trailblazers. And he said half of me is, you know, playing basketball. And he said the other half is trying to figure out how to help black people right now. And he threw in a couple other choice words in there. And I do believe him. As I stated, I do personally believe that the NBA players' hearts are in the right place. And, you know, as I stated earlier, we're talking about games. Sort of like Allen Iverson, we're talking about practice. These are games, people, all right? Like, I'll tell you what right now. Like, if a meteor was, like, you know, about to hit, if they came on the news right now and they said, you know, well, you know, Earth is about to get hit, nobody would care whether they played an NBA game today or not, all right? Like, in the grand, people panic about things so much that are actual meaningless. Like, ultimately, you know, sports are meaningless, people. They are games. As I stated earlier, the definition of games, you know, is basically for entertainment purposes, right? And people take this stuff so seriously, it becomes their lives. And then they feel as if they're like, you know, their lives have been taken away because other people aren't playing a sport. Now, whatever the NBA players do, whatever they do in the end, it's their league, it's their career, it's their championship. Like, I'm a Raptors fan, but I'm not playing for the championship. I don't win the championship, right? They're the ones giving up the right. They're the ones giving up the right. Like, they're the ones giving up something. We as fans, you're not giving up anything. You're just giving up, like, sitting on a couch for 2.5 hours. And watching TV, essentially, and being, you know, and as they stated before, and remember, Kyrie Irving and some players stated that, you know, oh, people always say, oh, sports are a distraction, sports are a distraction. And that was the whole point. People have been distracted so much. That's why we got to the point where we're at right now, right? That's why we got to the point where we're at right now, because of that. So the NBA tried. They put their Black Lives Matter stuff on the court. They have their intros and stuff. But ultimately, man, none of that stuff matters, man. People tune it out. How many people actually look at a Black Lives Matter painted on the court and actually go, you know what? I'm actually seeing their point now. No. You know what I mean? It's just a logo on the court. You know, they're extremely well-produced pregame intros or just whatever, just that, pregame intros. If people aren't listening, you know, you've got to raise it up a notch. I understand where they're coming from. I understand where they're coming from, but my question is the same as C.J. McCollum, sort of, is what of C.J. McCollum. What's their plan moving forward, right? You can't just shut and like I said, the NBA is going to play. I believe they're going to play. I don't think they're going to shut everything down. They'll play. It'll probably be 4 or 5 days. They'll probably kickstart this thing on Sunday or something. I don't know. They, you know, but as I stated, moving forward, things aren't going to get better, man. They're only going to get worse. As I stated, every time something happens now, there's like this expectation, and the anger grows, the rioting grows. You have elections coming up. You've got COVID. You've got hurricanes. Man, and as I stated earlier, 2020, you've got 128 days left of this year. 128 days, man. A lot of crazy crap could happen in 128 days. And, oh, yeah, the NFL season's supposed to be like, 15, 16 days away right now, except, you know, that's going to be in question as well. You know, people often take shots at millennials and stuff. Oh, millennials have this and millennials have that. The only thing millennials have is a ton of debt and a destroyed future. Like, it's not like there's a big party for millennials, all right? Because they have like cell phones, trust me. All right, Mick Aussie steps up and in. I understand he's got an AFL pick for us. And you know what? We'll give him credit. He killed it. Killed it last week in the AFL. The AFL trying to, you know, finish this season before the sky completely falls on them right now in Australia. All right, Mick, so what do you have for us? You got to be fast here. We only have a minute. Hawthorn and Essendon. What's the pick, Mick?
All right, take the Bombers -2.5. Hurley's out, late withdrawal. Danaher might be back to start. Take the Bombers -2.5 and put them in a money line multi with the Tigers against your Eagles. Two games tonight, one of them starting in about an hour and a half. I don't think your Eagles will win, mate, because they're off a four-day break and they got to travel back to Queensland, but I still like them for top four. Tigers, Bombers, money line and on the minus. Tigers -4.5. Hope you're doing good, mate. Crazy day, eh? Crazy day.
Yeah, historic day in sports. It's an historic year, Mick. You know what I mean? It's an historic year. To me, I just look at it like it's a great time. Anytime's a good time to be alive, Mick, right? You know, any day above ground is a good day, Mick, as I'm sure you'd agree. Right? So we're just along for the ride, man. Whatever's going to happen out there is going to happen in this world. All right, so Mick says, take Richmond against my West Coast Eagles. All right, Mick will be on tomorrow night with a full slate of AFL picks. Hawthorn and Essendon. All right, we'll take a look at the Bombers here. Essendon Bombers tonight. Put back some of that NHL monies. Sports Rage late night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Great job tonight, Master Control. Shout out to the Pit, Midtown, Manhattan. All right, another night has just flown by. And you know what? I was actually really excited to break down the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. Except part of me and our boy Craig Ballard, shout out to Craig Ballard out there. I tweeted out earlier, I said, you know, it never really felt real, the Celtics and Raptors. Like, it's like, yeah, they're supposed to play, but I don't know. There was like that little weird inner voice that was like, something's going to happen. Like, I wasn't surprised when Kyle Lowry got hurt, and then I wasn't surprised when Powell and Van Fleet were talking about not playing yesterday. And then I hear today about Jaylen Brown not playing, and then it's just sort of like, man, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, this just doesn't, I don't know. It seems like this isn't meant to be. And I think a lot of NBA players didn't really want to play in the first place, and now they're just sort of like, yeah, screw it. And as I stated, too, they're not losing any money right now, right? That's why it'll be different if you're an NFL player. Like, if you're an NFL player and, you know, you only make $500,000 a week or something, you know what I mean, or $1 million a week, Like, put it this way. Do you think Philip Rivers is going to boycott? No. Rivers has 9 kids, all right? Rivers needs the money. He's making $25 million. He's not giving that money up. Right? He's not giving that money up. It's a little bit different for NBA players. They've already been paid for the year. It's sort of like Tuukka Rask. Like, that's why, like, Tuukka Rask, like, he screwed the Bruins. It's like, bro, you already made the money for the year. Like I said, it's the same in the NHL. Like, players in sports, I know a lot of losers out there wouldn't know this because, you know, you don't get checks unless they're from the government. But, like, you know, pro sports athletes, they're getting checks, like, every 2 weeks, all right? They get paid every 2 weeks throughout the season. They don't get paid checks in the playoffs. But, like, that's why, like, Tuukka Rask was low. He took the $7 million for the year. And when the games actually count, he's not there for them. It's a little bit different, though, if the entire league's not. All right, as the world turns, we'll hit this tomorrow. Under 9, you're on your own.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.